Working from Salvation. Today's daily devotion from Pastor Greg Laurie.
Our scripture reading today is from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
When we hear the statement, "you reap what you sow," we tend to think of it in a negative sense. And there is a negative way that it can play out in our lives. But the Bible says, "For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." The Bible promises rewards, acknowledgement for our faithful service to the Lord. And Jesus said, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work." We must do his work. Are you working for the Lord? I'm not referring to working for your salvation, because salvation is a gift from God to you. Ephesians 2:8 tells us, God saved you by His grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Because of that, we should want to do something for the Lord, not working for salvation, but working from salvation. A faith that works will produce works. A faith that doesn't work won't. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Jesus often made the statement, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." In other words, pay attention to what's being said. We all know what it's like to tune things out when someone is saying something we don't want to hear. But when it comes to hearing and obeying God's word, Jesus is saying, tune it in. The decisions we make and the lifestyle we choose now will impact us in the life to come.